Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2543. Reader Story, The Man Who Thought Early Retirement Sucked, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Reader Story, The Man Who Thought Early Retirement Sucked, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. As occasionally happens on the weekends, I have an article from a Mr. Money Mustache reader to share with you. I thought this one was an appropriate follow-up to my internet retirement police rant. In that controversial piece, I attempted to redefine the word retirement to reflect the reality that most of us don't just simply stop doing things when we reach financial independence. I issued that new definition to battle a common complaint against the philosophy of this blog. I like working, and therefore I will never want to retire. Therefore, I will continue to spend all of my money on myself as fast as I earn it forever. Without a desire for financial independence, many of the lifestyle improvements we mustachians take for granted may never come about. This is why I maintain this focus on reduce or eliminate the need to work for money, then see where life takes you after that. So let's see what another early retiree, one who got there a few years younger than I did, has to say about life after freedom. Financial freedom kind of sucks. What happened after a young retirement? What the hell was wrong with me? I had done exactly what they all said to do. I skimped, I saved, I invested. Now, after 6 hard years of working my tail off, I was finally financially free at 26 years old. My income from my passive investments, mostly through real estate investing, eclipsed my monthly expenses, which I had minimized following a lot of the advice from guys like Mr. Money Mustache, and I was technically retired. And I was miserable. I still remember the conversation I had with my wife the day I quit my job and said, "I'll never again have to use an alarm to wake up." I thought that financial freedom was the freedom to do whatever I wanted, and I wanted sleep. I wanted to relax, to not have to work so hard, to not have to fight the man any longer. No more bosses, no more deadlines. Now, don't get me wrong, I wasn't loaded. I had simply surpassed my moderate amount of expenses with passive income. I didn't have the money to live a life of ridiculous travel or buy myself a nice yacht to cruise around the islands with, though I don't think that would make me any happier. I simply had enough money not to work anymore. In other words, I had just enough money to wait around for death. I felt like I was living at a nursing home, but without the sterile walls and bedpans. Granted, I don't have children at this point, so I can't say how things would be different if I were raising some youngins. Though my 3 cats definitely kept me busy. Okay, that's a lie. My 3 cats took naps with me, and I had to clean a litter box every few days. Okay, that's also a lie. I just had to remind my wife that the litter box was in need of changing, and I'd get back to the game. But when you have nothing to do, even the easiest, most mundane tasks seem overwhelming. In the words of Jim Gaffigan, You mean I actually have to point the remote control? At this point, you're probably thinking I'm a lazy SOB who's whining about living the dream. Okay, that's fair. I'll still argue that the dream is more like watching an episode of a fishing show while taking sedatives. But let's move on. So I had identified the problem. Financial freedom sucks if that's all it's about. I believe this fundamental thinking is imperative to get through our thick skulls, especially for followers of Mr. Money Mustache. If you're following the lead of the head mustachian by living below your means and curb stomping debt, chances are it's not going to be long before you're faced with the same problem. So what should you do? Why does this even matter to you right now? Here's the deal. It's time to start plotting your financial independence now so you don't end up a depressive pile of existence like I was. And then, let's play a quick game I just invented. Yes, I'm pretty resourceful. I call it the and then game. It's real easy to play and something that's been stirring around in my head for some time now, which has helped me get over the financial freedom slump and into some true healthy productivity. To play, I just want you to envision your goal. What are you aiming for in your quest for financial freedom? Is it to quit your job? Is it to travel the world? What is the end game for you? Do you have it? Great. Now ask yourself, and then? In a world where many of us grew up playing video games, the end was truly the end. Once we saved the princess from Bowser's castle, we shut the game off and popped in another cartridge, perhaps tackling Paperboy or Duck Hunt. In America, and probably elsewhere, retirement mentality is the same. The end goal is retirement, and then death. There may be a few games of shuffleboard and a few nice Bahama cruises during the waiting time before we bite the dust, but there really is no game plan for post-retirement. The and then game helps to change that mentality. For me, my goal was to quit my job and not have to work. And then? Well, I wouldn't need an alarm. And then? Well, I probably need to find something to do. And then? I'd start a business and maybe teach something I'm good at and probably start building a family. Bingo. For me, the and then game reveals that my goal shouldn't simply have been, I want to retire. Instead, retirement to me meant building a business of something I love to do. It also meant making babies, neither of which really required me to reach financial freedom to get to. Granted, I now have the ability to devote 100% of my time to those goals. So reaching that first level of financial freedom was simply a stepping stone. So officially, I came out of retirement. And I'm planning on how I'll take my real estate business to the next level while also starting a blog, which led to a leadership position with the most influential real estate investing website on the planet. I now get to do everything I want. And in reality, it doesn't involve sleeping in. In fact, I wake up earlier, sleep less, have more stress, the good kind, more deadlines, and even a boss again. And I love every second of it. That's true financial freedom. I started this article stating that at the time, I believed financial freedom meant being able to do whatever I wanted. However, what I thought I wanted was the problem. I didn't want sleep. I wanted to build something awesome. Work is good for the soul, as my dad always told me. Or maybe it was just a line I heard in a movie. Either way, it makes sense. You might be different. Maybe you want to teach. Maybe you want to travel. Maybe you want to start a blog. Whatever you want, I encourage you to start looking today at how you can make that happen. You don't need retirement to make financial freedom a possibility. Start right now. What's your goal? What do you really want in life? And then? You just listened to the post titled, Reader Story, The Man Who Thought Early Retirement Sucked, by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Many people say that if you retire from something, you'll likely be unsatisfied. The more optimal path is to retire to something. But this requires getting some clarity on what you want to do with your time, which can be difficult and ever-changing. If your goal is to retire early because you hate your job, it might be more beneficial to just find a job you like instead. Because ultimately, work and productivity in some capacity is important for our well-being. I like the advice from the pioneers who talk about creating a life that you don't need to retire from, or challenging yourself with thoughts like, what would I do if I could never retire? I personally am still figuring all of this out. I quit my job in 2021, and while I have this podcast and an event I produce called the Economy Conference, I've certainly struggled to create consistent structure that used to be externally imposed. And I 100% agree that this is a first world problem. Oh no, I have too much free time. I've heard that the reward for early retirement for many of us is an existential crisis. When you're handed the keys to the castle and now have full autonomy over your time, and it can truly all be self-directed, this actually can be disorienting. On top of that, if you're burnt out, have any mental health issues, childhood trauma, or a dysregulated nervous system, early retirement can create just enough space in your life to completely fall apart. I like the advice in this article today. Start right now thinking about what you want to retire to, because it's likely more than just sleep. And that will do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back tomorrow with another post. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.